Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. In Nepal, Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party inches towards sweeping victory in general elections. Counting of votes underway. US President Donald Trump says no deal with Iran until unconditional surrender as West Asia conflict enters eighth day. India allowed urgent docking of Iranian ship at Kochi in Kerala days before Iris Dana sinking. US economy drops 92,000 jobs as unemployment rate ticks up to 4.4%. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen to face Canada's Victor Lai in the men's singles semi-finals of All England Open Championship today. And now the news in detail. In Nepal, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, led by popular face for Prime Ministerial candidate Balendra Shah, is inching towards sweeping victory in its first general election since the violent Gen Z protests in the Himalayan nation. Counting of votes is still in progress. According to the latest Election Commission data, out of 165 constituencies, final results have been declared for 28 seats. Rashtriya Swatantra Party has bagged 20 seats and is leading in 97 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system. Nepali Congress has won 5 seats and is leading in 9. UML has 1 seat and is leading in 13. Nepali Communist Party has won 2 seats and is leading in 10. And Shram Sanskriti Party is leading in 5 constituencies. Out of the total 275 members of the parliament, 165 are elected through direct voting, while the remaining 110 are elected through a proportionate method. About 18.9 million voters were eligible to elect 275 members of the House of Representatives, with around 60% of them turning out to vote on Thursday. The intense military conflict in West Asia has entered its eighth day today, escalating into a wider regional confrontation as United States, Israel and Iran continue heavy airstrikes, drone attacks and naval confrontations. Tensions escalated in the region after a joint U.S.-Israel military strike on the 28th of last month on Iranian territory killed its supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other senior figures, prompting a fierce response from Tehran. In retaliation, Iran launched waves of drone and missile attacks across multiple Arab countries, targeting American military bases and Israeli assets throughout the region, with Israel also continuing its strikes on Tehran and widening the conflict to Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah. We have a report.
As per the latest update, U.S. President Donald Trump in a social media post ruled out any deal with Iran, demanding its unconditional surrender. President Trump said the U.S. and its allies will work to help rebuild Iran economically once it agrees to capitulate. Talking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt stated that the U.S. is progressing towards controlling Iran airspace and expects objectives to be achieved within 4 to 6 weeks. She also mentioned Washington is considering potential candidates to lead Iran. Ms. Levitt said achievable objectives of the operation Epic Fury are expected to last about 4 to 6 weeks, and further added that the U.S. has enough ammunition and stockpile to achieve the objectives of the operation and beyond.
The achievable objectives of Operation Epic Fury we expect to last about 4 to 6 weeks, and we are well on our way to achieving those objectives. Annihilating Iran's Navy, we know that sunk more than 30 Iranian vessels and ships. Their Navy has now been deemed combat ineffective. Taking out the ballistic missile threat that Iran posed to the United States and our troops and bases in the region. The United States military has done a tremendous job.
On the Iranian side, President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In a social media post, he said, Iran is committed to lasting peace in the region, yet they have no hesitation in defending nations' dignity and sovereignty. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes targeted locations in Iran and Lebanon as the U.S. struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea. The Israel Defense Forces said 50 fighter jets hit underground military bunkers linked to the late Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The Israeli military said that around 2,500 strikes have been carried out against Iranian targets and claimed it has destroyed about 80% of Iran's air defense system in the ongoing campaign. Oil prices have surged to their highest levels since 2023 amid escalating tensions linked to the Iran conflict. From News Desk, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India has allowed the urgent docking of an Iranian ship at Kochi in Kerala and provided accommodation to its 183 crew members, sources in the government said. Days before the Iris Dana incident in the south of Sri Lanka, India was approached by Iran to take in the Iranian ship Iris Lavan, which was also in the region for the International Fleet Review. The sources said this request was received on the 28th of last month, indicating that a docking at Kochi was urgent as the vessel had developed technical issues. Iris Lavan docked at Kochi on the 4th of March. The Indian Embassy in Qatar has activated additional set of helpline numbers to assist Indian nationals amid the developing security situation in West Asia. The helpline numbers are +974 55647 502, +974 55362 508, and +974 55384 683. In a social media post, the embassy said that these helpline numbers will be available 24/7 for any queries or assistance from members of the Indian community. It has also provided the email address, which is cons.doha@mea.gov.in, for seeking any assistance. The embassy further appreciated the support extended by the Indian community organizations, such as the Indian Cultural Center and the Indian Community Benevolent Forum, which have set up help desks and help lines to assist Indians during the current situation. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The number of jobs in the U.S. economy declined last month, an unexpected contraction that has raised fresh concerns about the strength of the labor market in the United States. According to the latest official figures, jobs in the U.S. dropped by 92,000 and the unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. The data has surprised analysts who had expected hiring to remain stable. It marked the biggest monthly job loss since October, when the U.S. government shut down, and came amid concerns that a jump in oil prices sparked by the U.S.-Israel war in Iran could threaten growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met leaders of various countries on the sidelines of Raisina Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Sri Lanka, Bhutan, Mauritius, Kenya, Malta, Seychelles and Rwanda. In badminton, Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's single semi-finals of the prestigious All England Open Championships in Birmingham. Lakshya defeated China's Li Shifeng 21-13, 21-16 in the quarterfinal last night. World number 12 Lakshya will face Canada's Victor Lai in the last four clash today. To reach this stage, Lakshya had to go through Hong Kong's Ng Ka Long Angus in the round of 16 encounter on Thursday, before which he had stunned top seed and defending champion Shi Yu Qi in the first round on Tuesday. Lakshya is the only Indian left in the fray after the mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto retired against Hong Kong's Tang Shun Man and Tsi Ying Suet. World chess champion D. Gukesh defeated Spain's David Anton Guijarro in the ninth and final round of the Masters section at the Prague International Chess Festival in the Czech Republic last night. After earlier draws and three losses, the Indian ace finished tied for ninth with 3.5 points. India's Arvind Chidambaram claimed joint second with 5 points after beating Czech Grandmaster David Navarra in the final round. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. In Nepal, Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party inches towards sweeping victory in general elections. Counting of votes underway. US President Donald Trump says no deal with Iran until unconditional surrender as West Asia conflict enters eighth day. India allowed urgent docking of Iranian ship at Kochi in Kerala days before Iris Dana sinking. U.S. economy drops 92,000 jobs as unemployment rate ticks up to 4.4%. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen to face Canada's Victor Lai in the men's singles semi-finals of All England Open Championships today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.